Do you remember when you were a kid and put a pencil or some other small object on the table and tried to make it move with your mind? It didn't quite work, I'm sure. But now researchers at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab have created a system where humans can control robots with their brainwaves. It might sound like sci-fi, but the goal of seamless human-robot interaction is actually the next major frontier for robotic research. For WBUR's Bostonomics team that looks at the intersection of brains and business, WBUR's Asma Khalid reports.
Meet Baxter. He's a red robot with bright eyes and a grin on his computerized face. And his job is to sort cans of spray paint into a box labeled paint and wire spools into a box labeled wire. It's an easy task. Sitting across from him, supervising him, is MIT researcher Stephanie Gill. She's demonstrating how this system works. Gill has a cap on her head that can transmit brain signals. It looks like a beige swim cap with dozens of tiny red EEG sensors and a ponytail of wires. The technology can't communicate complex thoughts, but it can help a robot notice a mistake. Here's how it works. Baxter has a can of spray paint in his hands.
Baxter guesses. He moves his hand to indicate to the human what he's going to choose. He waits for a moment just to see if he gets feedback from the human.
And if he's wrong, Gil or any human watching this experiment will emit a brain signal called the error-related potential. It's something our brains naturally send off when we see a mistake.
And you can think of that as the human really thinking, oh no, he's really wrong.
That brain signal is communicated practically instantly to Baxter, so he realizes he's wrong. He blushes out of embarrassment.
And then he changes his direction and then drops the paint into the correct bin.
For now, the MIT system can only handle super simple tasks like this. But CSAIL director Daniela Roos envisions a future where we could control robots in more natural ways. She sees the potential for this research to one day help a supervisor on a factory floor control a robot without ever pushing a button.
Imagine if you look at the robots, and at some point one robot is not doing the job correctly. You will think that. You will have that thought, and through this detection, you could, in fact, communicate remotely to the robot to say stop.
Roos admits the MIT study is a baby step, but she thinks it's an important step in the evolution of human-robot interaction. These days, many robots require you to push a button or think in a certain way that a computer can recognize. Roos wants to change that.
We would like to get the robot to adapt to the human language.
And that's an important goal, says Sid Srinivasa, a professor at Carnegie Mellon, who was not affiliated with the MIT study.
This is an excellent sort of first step towards solving a harder, much more complicated problem.
That complicated problem is getting a machine and a human to work together as naturally as two people working together. Srinivasa says researchers are trying to find ways of making robots effective collaborators, not just obedient servants.
And one key aspect of collaboration is being able to know when you're making mistakes.
This new paper shows how a human can help a robot detect right from wrong. But Srinivasa doesn't want to overstate its importance because he says there's a lot of gray between making a mistake and not making a mistake. The MIT team admits in a world of human-robot potential, we're at a 2 on a scale of 100. But for Roos, it's exciting to think of the potential real-world possibilities. She imagines a future where anybody can communicate with a robot without any training, a world where this technology could help steer a self-driving car or clean up your home.
Imagine you have your robot pick up all the toys and socks from the floor and you want the robot to put the socks in the sock bin and to put the toys in the toy bin.
Ruth says it would sure save her a lot of time, but for now, the mechanical house cleaner that can respond to your every thought is still a fantasy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.
Special funding for Bostonomics provided by Newmark Grubb Knight Frank's downtown team, delivering professional real estate insight and advisory services to Boston's changing market, ngkf.com.